Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this week we're going to be focusing on a brand new album that has just come out. In fact, yesterday it became available on CD Baby. And early this morning, I just noticed it's up on iTunes and Apple Music. So the album is called Being Human Instrumentals, and this is a compilation album of instrumentals that were composed and recorded over the last 20 years and then remastered for this collection. The unique thing about this is this is part of a project that I'm working on with a colleague that has to do with self-care and mindfulness. And so it's accompanied by a free downloadable journal that has a little bit about some of the compositions, and then a prompt for journaling. Just a really great thing, especially right now, kind of timely with the social distancing that that many of us are participating in. So anyway, we'll be focusing on three songs off of this 20 song album of instrumentals. The first one we'll listen to is called Starting Out. And once again, that's from Being Human Instrumentals, released in 2020. This is Starting Out. Thank you. So that was starting out the first track, now available on Being Human, the instrumentals. Just came out, just available today, in fact. So what I'd like to do is start out by reading the brief section in the journal that goes along with this, and then we'll talk just a little bit more about it. Starting Out was originally part of the album No Standing from 2011, a collection of music made for running, hiking, or walking the trails of the Black Hills where I live. As you listen, notice how the music begins simply and then builds and shifts into complexity before the layers drop away again toward the end. Choose a question or even a single word below to guide your meditation or journaling as you listen, and the theme is perseverance. What trail am I traveling now? How has that journey grown or changed as I've progressed? Do I know where this trail is leading, or is this simply an adventure into the unknown? What am I noticing along the way? Are there things I want to hold on to? Are there stretches I'd like to just move on past? So, in the journal, that's there at the top of the page, and then there's some space to write. Now, the last thing somebody needs who's wanting to be a little bit meditative is to be bombarded by a million questions. So I want to clearly frame this approach so that you, if you happen to decide to download the journal and take this on, so you know kind of what why this is laid out the way it is. First of all, a little bit of background about the song itself and the composition, the experience that it grew out of for me, which is certainly not necessarily the experience that that you bring when you listen to the music. So first of all, you listen openly, you experience what you experience when you listen to an instrumental piece, because there are no words. There's very little pushing you in a direction to take it in any particular way. But these questions around the idea of perseverance are invitational. And what I mean by that is there are not a bunch of questions to be answered. There are a number of possibilities inviting you to consider a particular approach. This approach comes from kind of an ancient tradition called Lectio Divina, which means basically means sacred reading. But it's the idea that that if you read something, you see what words, what individual words or phrases kind of rise up in importance for you. I would suggest that you take these questions in that way. As you listen to the music, or maybe listen to it, look through the questions, and then listen again. What phrases kind of rise up in importance? And then those might be the things that you'll want to journal about or use as a jumping off place for your journaling. The nice thing about that, and the nice thing about having multiple questions here, is you could come back to this same instrumental piece, and it might mean something very different next time, and you might take a completely different approach in your journaling. And so I think that's a really positive mindset to have when engaging with something artistic, whether it's music or whether it's a piece of visual art, to kind of have an open place, an open space, a beginner's mind, and say, hey, I'm going to see what pops up for me this time around, what comes in, what connections I can make, and then I'm just going to go with one of those connections. There's not a wrong way or a right way to do it. There's just an experience that you might have. And that's, I think, what the journaling is about. Having an experience, a reflective experience that may take you to some places that you hadn't necessarily planned to go, but that are fruitful for you, that are helpful. And I think that's an important thing, an important tool especially during this time when you may be spending a lot of time, you know, kind of on your own, looking at the same four walls over and over again. So there we go. That is starting out, and that originally, as it said in the journal, it was originally on 2011's No Standing, which was originally composed as a set of instrumental tunes for people to put on as they hike or move through the trails in the Black Hills. That was the first one. The next one we're going to take a listen to is called Grindstone. This is another instrumental that is in the journal and on the album, Being Human Instrumentals. This one does feature my wife Cheryl playing piano. So we'll give a listen to Grindstone from Being Human Instrumentals. Instrumentals now available on Apple Music as well as on my page at CD Baby. Soon coming to Spotify, I imagine, in the next couple of days. We'll start out, though, with taking a look at the journal prompt that's at the beginning of that page dedicated to Grindstone. Grindstone was composed while my family lived in New Mexico working at a summer youth camp. Grindstone Springs was the name of one of the loveliest of trails we enjoyed hiking there in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in the Southern Rockies. I remember the trail being sunny but speckled with shadows from the tall pines and spruce along the way, with beautiful vistas that opened up here and there, convenient places to stop, catch your breath, take a drink, and enjoy the view. Choose a question or even a single word below to guide your meditation or journaling as you listen. And the theme on this one is nature. And here are the questions. Do I have a go-to place to reconnect with nature or elements of the natural environment? Where is that place? What makes it appealing to me? Are there experiences I've had there that have shaped me in some foundational way? What are those experiences? How soon am I going to go back to that place? So this invitation is all about, of course, our connection with nature, which I think is a really, really important connection. An important piece of being human is staying deeply connected, deeply rooted in this planet that has produced not only everything around us, but produced us. Grindstone, as I mentioned in the journal entry I composed while we were working at camp, and I mentioned earlier, this features my wife playing piano. As I was listening to it this time and working on this episode, I was noticing how originally I composed it on guitar, and then I invited my wife to then add some piano, and I just noticed how between the guitar and the acoustic guitar and the piano, it was almost like a conversation going back and forth. And I think about our times, my wife and I, hiking on that trail together, and that's kind of how our conversation would go. You know, you move, I say a little something, I notice something, I say, hey, look at that, look over there, and then she says something, and then kind of a nice little back and forth. But there's always that, in music, there's that opportunity, especially in instrumental music, especially in things that are jazz related, there seems to be a conversation, a musical conversation that's happening. And thinking about what those musical refrains might be saying, it is kind of a nice thing to play around with. And when you picture and visualize, as I do when I listen to this, that trail, that warm feeling of sun, and then the shadow and the shade that's shifting with the wind from the trees above, it's just a lovely place to go back to, a place that's helpful for me, especially when I've felt, you know, a bit disconnected from the environment, from nature, and you know, as I said earlier, stuck in four walls maybe that for a little bit too long. Well, kind of continuing a little bit of that same theme, but slightly different. We're going to listen to this is track 14. From Being Human. This is the last one we'll listen to in this episode. It's called Unmarked Trail. So this is Unmarked Trail from Being Human Instrumentals. So that was Unmarked Trail. Let's take a look at the journal prompt for Unmarked Trail from the journal. Unmarked Trail depicts the fact that I love finding trails that aren't really trails and seeing where they might lead. Often, they're trails made by deer. Because of that, they're often clear and obvious on the ground, but tangled with brush just 5 feet up. I'm 6'4", and so hiking them often results in branch slaps in the face or having to resort to a crawl through a particularly dense stretch. Choose a question or even a single word below to guide your meditation or journaling as you listen. And the theme here is barriers. What barriers stand in my way? Are they barriers that trip me up, or that slap me in the face, or that simply stop me in my tracks? How do I get around these challenges? Do I always take the well-marked, well-groomed path, or do I sometimes take the deer path? Why? So this particular instrumental, originally, this is the oldest of the three that we're looking at today. This one was actually recorded in 2002 and was part of the Topo album, which was my second album. I had done some little cassette stuff earlier than that, but this was my second album back in 2000. Did I say 2002? Actually, 2000 was when this came out, late 2000. This was, you know, not long after we had moved to the Black Hills area, and I was hiking a lot and finding these trails, and I kept finding these little trails, and I'd try them out, and then I'd get frustrated because I had to get on my knees to crawl through. I realized at some point that these were not trails made by humans; these were trails made by deer, and so therefore, the deer don't stand up on their hind legs. They can make a trail that stays down low, and it works just fine for them. It just doesn't work fine for me. But it gave me something to think about concerning barriers, concerning what sorts of barriers. Are they barriers that are literally stop you dead in your tracks kind of barriers? Are they things that you just have to solve? You got to figure out a way around, beneath, over, around, and the opportunity to do a little bit of thinking, meditating, and journaling on that. So that's what Unmarked Trail is about. And just a little interesting tidbit about the recording itself. If you hear the main rhythm that's ongoing all the way through, that's me just rubbing my hand on my jeans. At that time, I was looking for ways to make sounds that would just work, and that was just kind of rubbing my hands on my pant leg, just pss, 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 pss. So anyway, you can just imagine me doing that while I'm recording this. There's that, and then it was also fun to do the vocalizations and the sections that I feel like kind of mirror those times when I'm being slapped in the face, when I'm having a tough time getting beyond a barrier. So anyway, there's a little experience with three of the songs. Of the instrumental pieces on Being Human instrumentals, now available on Apple Music, iTunes, soon to be on Spotify, certainly on CD Baby. You can access all of my music, though, at scottsimpsonmusic.com, and you can download the journal for free at scottsimpsonmusic.com/being human. And that journal is there for the downloading. You can do that for free. You can keep it on your device, or you can print it. And so you've got something physically to write on. However you want to use that. And of course you can purchase the music, or you can just stream it if you've already got an Apple Music account, or Spotify, either way. But I'm hoping that you'll find that useful, and I'm hoping that this little Songcast episode will be helpful in you thinking about how to use these, how to use this journal and this collection of instrumentals. And certainly this approach is useful with any music that you might want to use. So there we have it. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast, where we explored the brand new album and journal, Being Human Instrumentals. And I hope you'll join me again in a week. Every Friday we put one of these out, and it's good to be able to take some time here while I am in my social distancing mode to reach out and connect with you. Be well.